and Congressman Charles Rangel voluntarily hired a forensic accounting expert to open up his financial records for the House Ethics Committee. Lanny Davis is Charles Rangel's attorney. He's going to give us more information on how the congressman is responding to these issues. Hi, Lanny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So you've heard a lot of discussion thus far about what people think Congressman Charles Rangel should do. First,
let's correct the record in the conversation you just had with Mr. Spain. And even your own introduction needs to be completed. He has called himself irresponsible in the way he has handled his financial disclosures. He's also explained that the reason that he didn't realize that he was generating income from the beach house is that he never received any checks over 20 years and sporadically received financial statements that he was not aware of were generating income. So his explanation is irresponsible but honest mistake. And Devlin is absolutely right. That comes down to, is he to be believed? It's a question of intent versus honest mistake. An honest mistake might still suffer sanctions because of his position as member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He understands that. But in your introduction, you said that he's hired a forensic accountant to investigate himself. It's actually a lot more than that. In fact, it's so much a lot more that it's never been done before.
Tell me what you mean by more.
Okay, and this is part of his public announcement. You're to be forgiven for not getting all the details in. He hired, or is about to hire, we're still interviewing, an outside forensic accountant. Forensic is an investigator. That forensic accountant will be given full access to all of his income taxes going back 20 years. Why 20 years? Because that's when he bought the beach house, but it's a 20-year investigation. And all of his house disclosure forms, where he's already admitted, that are filled with discrepancies and inconsistencies. And that forensic accountant, who I will hire as his attorney, will be directed, don't talk to us, don't consult with us, we don't want to see your work product. Turn it directly over to the Ethics Committee without us having seen it. That's what you didn't include in your introduction. But secondly, after the Ethics Committee is done, and you asked the correct question, what happens after the Ethics Committee has looked at the facts, looked at the evidence, and reached a judgment? We have then said, you Ethics Committee should publish the results of the forensic investigator's report, let the chips fall where they may, and publish 20 years' worth of tax returns.
Well,
why are we doing that?
Because I've got to jump in.
Credibility and intent, as Devlin said, and we're willing to show we have nothing to hide and to do that unprecedented transparency of investigating ourselves, not looking at the work product, turning it over to the adjudicative body, and then publishing the results.
All right, Lanny, final question, and got to keep this tight.
All right.
Is it smart or fair for him to stay as the head of Ways and Means?
It's absolutely smart and fair, so long as he's willing to accept the judgment on the merits when the investigation is completed. Now, Congressman Boehner, the Republican minority leader, introduced a censure resolution when there were Republicans on the House Ethics Committee who haven't even had a chance to see the evidence. This is the same John Boehner who has admitted to handing out tobacco money on the floor of the House. That's who is jumping to conclusions, as Ken Spain has done. And by the way, even in your case, there's a difference between indictment and conviction. You can indict a ham sandwich. I wrote a column that said Ted Stevens is an innocent man until he's proven guilty. Well, so is Charles Rangel. We've turned over everything we're going to the Ethics Committee. We asked for the Ethics Committee to investigate Congressman Rangel. Now we have a forensic investigator who's reporting to the Ethics Committee, and then we're going to publish everything, including 20 years of tax returns, and abide by the Ethics Committee judgment. Only Republicans desperate to change the subject as to what has happened in this economy over 8 years of Republican gross negligence is the
word
I heard used, would focus on Charlie Rangel rather than what's going on in Main Street America today.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
That was Lanny Davis, attorney for Congressman Charles Rangel.